Next up,
And yeah, if you play five games a day,
we
you
got
get
another wrap it up
tokens.
series
You get tokens no matter what you how many times you play,
with Jag.
but you get more
We're gonna talk about
tokens for
Jag.
your first five games.
We're gonna talk about Kanye too. For some reason, Kanye not battle rap, but we're gonna talk about it. Let's get it. So listen, bro, it's BNB, Blunts and Battle Rap. I'm back at it again. I see a few people already checked out my resolution. There was a couple more battles that got dropped today, that dropped yesterday. The full trailer, let's see, we got the main event, DNA and Hollow. Then the co-main event, Easy to Block Captain versus Verb. Then we got Charlie Clips versus Big Lou Castro.
Are
And
you
then we
mad
got
because
my
I
boy
called
Kid
you
Slade is
ugly?
back. Plug Talk is back
You got the power of it?
versus, but I get it. You
Oh.
don't know how the gorillas move out here. If I go in my
I
bag,
wish you could hold two guns, but if you
llamas,
get stupid, you can't hold two guns.
eagles, it's a zoo out here. I give him everything he just, yo. I messed that whole slogan up. My bad, real name brand. I know there was one animal that I forgot. No, wait a minute. If I go on my bag, llamas, bulldogs, eagles, it's a zoo out here. Even though bulldogs don't really be in the zoo. But hey, it's a bar. Nonetheless, Kid
That's what I
Slayin',
was
real
trying to
name
put on
Brandon.
at.
And then this battle. Two people that have arguably have.
Move it back here.
These two people, not only do they angle, but they also have some of the best angles done on them. This battle is interesting.
Oh, I found a gun I like, but
We got
ain't no
Sharon
gun.
versus T-Top, y'all. Sharon
Damn.
and T-Top. This is an
I found
interesting
another
matchup.
gun.
But really, it comes down to who's gonna hurt whose feelings more. T-Top's gonna hurt. Well, no. Sharon has nerves of steel, actually. Sharon clowns himself. Like when T-Top was
I
going,
got
when
that and
T-Top
more
had to go
time.
through Arsenal showing pictures of his girl sucking another battle rapper's dick, Sharon goes in a battle against
Right
Shotgun
here, if
Suge
you
and
come back
tells
here and
people
stand
that
facing
his
me like this,
girlfriend
if
left
you
him for
try to
another
stand,
man
you
because
can
his
actually
dick wasn't that big.
not view if you jump over the
And
desk.
I remember Shotgun Suge laughing like, yo, this nigga funny. Like, bro,
Yeah, that's the
there's
thing.
just, and then he even
I'm
said that
gonna
it's true,
stand
though. Her
back
name
here.
is, and he dropped her name in the battle. Like, that
All
was
right,
like,
well, I'm about to go eat some food.
he
I'll be
dropped
right
her name in a
back.
battle like
I'll
that was
see you
literally good.
later.
Sorry, that's my baby mom in the background. He dropped her name in a battle.
See you later.
Like nigga was about to go look for her, like, damn, did you really do that to the boy, Sharon? Did you really just leave him for another nigga because he wasn't really adequate? Damn. The thing is, I don't know what's worse. No, the fact that she did that to him, or the fact that he went into battle rap and decided to share that with everyone. Like, yes, I get it. You got nerves of steel. Can't nobody break you. I get that. T-Top, can't nobody break him. I feel like what T-Top did was way better. When Arsenal showed a picture to the whole crowd of showing a picture of T-Top's baby mama sucking another battle rapper's dick, and T-Top's response to that was amazing. His rebuttal game was crazy. He was like, and then when he said that Arsenal's kid like K-Shine, I'm like, yo, yeah. T-Top, this is definitely a good battle between the niggas with iron steel. Yeah, T-Top, he's had some crazy angles put it. He like I said, these are two people that can come with some dope ass angles and materials, but they've also had some very killer angles done on them. Honestly, this battle for me can go either way. I feel Sharon. Sharon said he trying to go for champion of the year. And you know what that means? That means you gotta, well, I don't know. There's a lot of things about champion of the year. Like people said, there are a lot of people that felt that Geechee Gotti shouldn't have won all three times. I disagree. But nonetheless, there's people that feels like the champion thing is rigged. So, you know. And so let's just play devil advocate. Say if it is. He's got a hard mountain to climb if he thinks he's gonna try to be more popular than Geechee. Like being T-Top. Yeah, he said he's gonna do it all year though, but I don't know. I wouldn't have start with T-Top though. I definitely wouldn't start with T-Top. Like, of course I want to battle. Of course I would battle T-Top, but I wouldn't battle him the first couple of months of the new year. I'd wait a little minute. But at the same time, I'm not Sharon, so I respect that. But still, but yeah, my predictions for the last two battles that I listed, I got Real Nate Brandon and Kid Slay. I can't call that. I really want it because they both fire. I feel like Real Nate Brandon's gonna have some stories, you know, kind of trying to talk to Kid Slay about the plug talk, and then Kid Slay's gonna have to remind him of why he has that plug talk. So it can go either way. I say 2-1 either way. And then we got Sharon versus T-Top. Listen, man, I'm gonna go with T-Top. I'm gonna go with T-Top because it's Black History Month. No, stop. No, for real. Next up, we got Any Given Sunday.
Bright
I haven't
yellow.
Heard this name
Light
in a
yellow.
While. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's B&B. It's Blunts and Battle Rap. It's yours truly. We back in effect. Listen, man. I'm upset. I'm upset like Drake would say. And you want to know why?
We aren't voting fish
I'm
students.
Upset. Sue Surfton finally decided to hand out a favor. He finally decided to be nice. What is Sue Surf going to do? What does my favorite rapper go out to do? What does my favorite battle rapper go out to do?
It'd be a Flight Yellow.
He takes on Vault Bodega. What? You meant to tell me Vault Bodega about to get this work at Any Given Sunday with Ab, with the same on the same card as Ab versus Danny Myers? Surf is going to give Vault Bodega his work that he's been asking for all this time. Yo, listen.
Yellow. He said bright yellow, which is fish
famous. I can't believe Surf's giving him this battle. Really? What has he done? Like, bro, this face-off is about to be legendary. Surf don't even have to break a sweat talking to Cortez.
Maybe he put himself.
Cortez has not been able to beat not one single rookie that's came into the business thus far. Hell, Quest McCody. Respectfully, drop a cruise bomb for Quest McCody. Quest McCody is one of the best to come out of Detroit. But Quest McCody's URL, him coming to URL was long overdue. Long overdue. And the fact that he got Cortez, it seemed rough at first, but then we got to think about it. It's Cortez. And what did Marv, what, hey, well, man, not Marv. You know what Quest did with Vault Bodega?
I can't.
You know what? I was on this same podcast. I said Quest McCody beat Vault Bodega. He beat him. He beat him. Beat him. Cortez didn't have anything that I'd have liked in any of his rounds for Quest McCody. Not one. Quest had a whole angle talking about you have been losing for years and it stuck, my nigga, because you know what? When can we honestly. Bruh, Tez is not memorable. And then we go to him, bruh. Jaden Nightwing even said it in the beginning of his first round against Cortez. He said, finally, I'm finally in a battle where I don't have to prove nothing. And here's Surf decides, how Surf gonna be Santa in March? That's my baby. That's my kid's mother in the background playing games. But that's beside the point. Point is, really? Really, Surf? Come on, bruh. You know you ain't gotta be this nice.
Why they voted the wrong piece?
What? Why are you this nice? Why are you giving Cortez this work? Why?
Wow, they're gonna feel good.
As a fan of you, I just want to know, why do you feel Cortez deserves this bag? Why? He hasn't done anything to spark your interest. Honestly, Chess is more deserving. Hell, I would let A-Side Me battle you before I let Vault Bodega. You even called out Ace I mean in your battle with Twerk. Said I'll beat your ass too, nigga, and I believe it. I believe you would beat Ace I mean's ass. I can say this on my podcast. Disclaimer, I'm talking my shit. Ace I mean, listen, man, I ain't, like I said, I say what I want. You know, I hope you're not sensitive. You got all that muscle, you know, you got that long ass beard. You know, take criticism. I'm like I said, it's just a simple ass podcast. Calm down. You should kind of be serious. I got you. You know what? I'm sorry.
I'm calm.
That's me. No, I'm the one that's not calm. I'm sorry. I just saw something wrong. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Ignore me.
Because I'm not holding nothing.
Okay, I passed it. It's okay. I'm back to the pocket. Okay.
Where the fuck is the lecture?
Oh my bad. See, you got me mad at my kid's mother. What's up with you? What's up with you, sir? Why you get this man this battle? He don't deserve it. I saw some messed up. I saw Snake Eyes. Yo, Stumbles got peoples, bro. That was funny. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't condone sucker punches. I don't. But it's the hood. And, you know, Snake Eyes, you know, or should I say Slytherin, he did violate. He pushed Stumbles. And I'm a fan of Stumbles. You start advocating violence, anything goes. But this is my podcast. I say what I want. This is how I feel. Everybody can feel how they want. They can feel Snake Eyes was a victim or whatever. I don't care. I'm a fan of Stumbles. I can say that. And I feel like you start putting your hands in the mix, you start violating, it's whatever happens, happens. I don't care if Stumbles has somebody attack on his behalf. Snake Eyes, you violated. You're supposed to keep it. This battle rap is a verbal abuse of words. We just coming back and forth at each other with words. You're not supposed to throw hands. This ain't wrestling. This ain't boxing, G. You picked the wrong sport. You want to be a boxing champion? Shit. See if you and Logan Paul can get it shaken. But right now, you chose battle rap. Keep it with words. And you didn't keep it with words. And the streets, there are no rules. It is what it is. What happens, what happens. That's how I feel about it. But man, Surf, really? You giving Cortez this? On an event that only real fans remember Any Given Sunday. Like, Any Given Sunday was the event that had, rest in peace to, like I said, he died before we could really know. But it was the event that DNA got to face Tech N9ne. I know a lot of people don't like hearing about Tech N9ne, the one from Philly, I get it. But it was, like I said, before all the shit, like I said, I watched that battle multiple times. It was one of my favorite battles. Him and DNA had an interesting, back and forth for a little bit. It was also the same card that I think Bill Collector faced John. But Any Given Sunday is a very old event. Only real fans remember Any Given Sunday. And for Smack to bring it back, and for Surf to be battling Cortez on it, it's funny, and it's almost suitable. But why Tez of all people? Why could, like, Tez has not done anything to deserve this. Am I wrong? Am I reaching? What battle have we seen lately for Volt Bodega that made you say, oh, that Surf material? Do not talk about the tournament run. Please, I'm telling you, Surf has my favorite battle rapper got too much on Cortez. This is almost a bloodbath. Before we even get to the battle, it's already a bloodbath. The face-off is already... Bruh, Surf got too much to say. Surf and Rex are two of the... Look, here are the top three kings of face-offs. It goes Surf, Rex, DNA, and not in that order. When these niggas get in the face-off, everybody tunes in. It doesn't matter if you even got them losing. Everybody tunes into these three people's at face-offs. Every single damn time. Because why? They never bore us. Jay, not now, honey. Daddy's talking. I'm on my podcast. This is serious. Shh. My daughter's trying to shush me, but I'm excited. I gotta get this out of my system while I still can. Because then, when I the sober part of my situation, I'm gonna forget all about this and be calm. But none about that. Point is... What in the fuck did Cortez do? He lost to Jada Knightley. Okay. And it wasn't even a good battle. It had no replay value.
He looked retarded. He called me a kiddo.
Ace Amin got robbed in their fight. Ace, there's so much material that Surf has for this face-off. It don't even seem right to even watch the face-off at this point. It don't even seem right to watch it. If I watch this face-off, and Surf is gonna dog walk Cortez in that face off. It's not gonna be taken seriously. It's not. There's so much material why Cortez is just now getting this plate. There's so much material why Surf is just now getting this fucking plate. Bruh, I've been a battle rap fan since I was 16. Ooh. Cortez has been around long before I was 16. I remember his UW. Cortez battled Hitman when Hitman had hair. Volt Bodega battled Hitman when Hitman had hair. Do you know how long that used to be?
You're fine.
You know how long that's been? And you mean to tell me you just, bruh, Surf got some. This is, bruh, Victor Sweet said it best. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Surf just went ahead and decided, I'm going to take this free lunch to shut this man up, have him sitting back on Brooklyn with his bottle of Henny. Because dang well, you not beating Surf at Resolution 2. I hope you got that in your mind. Come with your best shits, Cortez. come with the best material you've ever written for anybody. I need what you had against Rum Nitty without the choking. I need what you had against Rum Nitty without the choking times 10. You gotta be, I need you to be on alien mode versus surf, man. If you gonna finally get what you want, crybaby Caillou, old ass Puerto Rican Caillou, you gonna finally get what you want? You better make the best of this fucking opportunity, G. You better fucking make the best of it. You've been Caillou-ing for a bunch of years now. Now you finally got the fucking battle you want. So I better see the best Cortez ever, B.
You sweat.
Because if I don't, I promise you, me and Jay Black and Vida Fly, we are going to crucify your ass on this platform. We better see the best Vault Bodega we ever seen. No cap, bruh. You finally getting what you want, whiny baby. Now get to it. I need to double check when Resolution 2 is. Bruh, well, my bad, not Resolution 2, I'm getting it wrong. Any Given Sunday, I need to find out when Any Given Sunday is about to happen. Because Resolution 2 just happened, I sound stupid. I'm high, forgive me. Any Given Sunday, I need to find out when this is about to pop off. And let me tell you, you better fucking work, Vault Bodega. Because you don't. You want my predictions? 3-0. Surf is going to wash you in the face off. It's going to be a 4-0. Prove a nigga wrong.
Okay.
That's all I got for today, man. You whiny cry, you finally got the match you wanted. You better deliver too. You've been whining and crying. Talk about we should respect you, put some respect on your name. We don't know battle rap because we don't think you win battles. Alright then. Alright. Any Given Sunday. Prove it. Merry Christmas to you. It's March. You finally get what you want. You got my favorite battle rapper, Surf, on the menu. What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do? That's what I wanna know. Cause you ain't had now one. Nobody could quote a memorable bar from you, Vault Bodega. I need that Rum Nitty performance times 10 for Surf. Surf said it best, like, you know, all that other shit is cool, but Surf shake shit, my nigga. It's different. Niggas gonna say what they want. They gonna say I'm Dick Rider or whatever. Look, that's my favorite battle rapper, win, lose, or draw. And I know what Surf can. I know Surf get busy, my nigga. You're fucked. There's nothing against you. You can say what you want. But Vault Bodega, if you don't come with your best material, you fucked on Any Given Sunday. That's it. That's all. And that's all I gotta say about it. This has been B&B, Blunts and Battle Rap. I'm signing out. Respectful. Hey, Tez. Just a spoiler. You're dead.
What?
Battle rap, you're dead. Once Surf buries you, stop battle rap. All right? You can either level up or be buried. That's it. That's all. B&B, signing out. Okay, I'm done with it.